This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I see podcasters.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts to disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek.
We're back.
This is the show for Sunday, Monday. What day are we on?
For the week of.
This is being recorded Sunday, July 13, 2008. We don't know what time it is, and we don't have to care, because you're not listening to it now, and we don't know.
Hey, and this is the show for, insert your time here.
Thank you,
listener.
If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us, listener. If you're returning, listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm great. I'm actually a little giddy because I'm happy to be here because I haven't been here so long.
If this is your first time listening, you don't know that we haven't been recording a regular show for a long time. In fact, this is a special show. It's not an audio tour. It's not an interview. Craig and I just have some stuff we need to catch up on.
Yeah, it's like the Brady Bunch reunion show, but with Technorama.
Oh. Ow.
Let's see how Alice is doing.
Please don't do that again.
Oh, man.
Alice has gone gray.
Yeah, she has.
So we've got a number of things. We've got what we've been up to during our summer vacation, or should I say, what we did on our summer vacation. We've also got what we're going to do with the rest of it.
It's the halfway point.
And the mystery box.
Woohoo, the mystery box.
You don't know what's in it. Well, actually, it does because I told them before we recorded.
Yeah, I know, but you don't. Not
first,
you, Chuck, the listener.
While we've been out, we've had a number of voicemail, and since we don't have a regular, separate voicemail show or enough volume to warrant it, I just wanted to throw a couple of these in. We do appreciate all of them. Some of them did make it in their own special shows because they were really long. But we did get a couple in the last few days, as a matter of fact, which had nothing to do with the idea of recording this because we tried to record this a week ago, so you would have missed. Well, so fortunately, procrastination paid for us, and here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, Chuck. Craig.
Yes.
It's Mark, the incaffeinated one. Over at the Weird Show, we were talking a while back, and I've been kind of busy for the summer, and I haven't really had a chance to check up on the show and get caught up on my podcast and stuff. And well, I just kind of noticed that it seems to be something wrong with the feed. I haven't seemed to have gotten anything for a while. I think maybe when we did that little talk we did, that maybe you might have busted something when you put it in the feed. So just want to let you know, didn't seem to get any response in the email. I think I've still got the right email here. So, you might want to check out the feed and see, because I'm looking forward to my next fix of Technorama. Anyway, thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Okay, Craig, I'm gonna go over here and take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
I think I found the problem.
Oh, yeah, well...
Okay, the feed should be fixed now.
Was it backed up?
You could say that.
It was overflowing. Anyway.
There was a download problem.
Or was it really?
Or an upload problem.
Never mind.
I flushed the stream.
Flushed the stream. Roto-rooter. No.
No, well, we were putting several of the retro shows in the stream, but those seem to have faded away. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, time's gotten in my way. I had several personal projects coming up, so I have not put as many of those out as I planned, but I do have some more coming. However, I've got some other stuff coming up. Craig's a slacker. I'm going to tell you something. This chat room is overrated. Way overrated.
We have a lot of the friendly names in the chat room.
Yeah.
We've got Captain Rootbeer, Deb Drup, NCAF Flashback 1. Carl
the
G. No, Garl G. Gru, JT Gigcast, Karek Sindru, Kevin Devin, Marv Still Alive, Rip Van Shepherd.
Somebody's changing up on you.
On us. Yeah, what's going on here? I hope I didn't miss anybody. Not dead yet. Tim Elliott, and of course, it wouldn't be a chat room without...
You missed one.
Who'd I miss?
Rip Van Shepherd.
Didn't I say that?
Did you? I don't know.
Go back and listen.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be a chat room without Zahadoom.
Zahadoom, what's happening, boy?
Next voicemail.
Hey, guys, it's Bruce. I thought I would call in just to say that, you know, I know I haven't called in lately, but, you know, hey, I'm really behind on my podcasts. We went on a big family vacation this year. I went to Disney World. Woo-hoo! And then work has just been really, really busy. So I know I'm way behind, and but I've been, like, monitoring the old podcatcher there and trying to make sure that I kept everything. And I've noticed I haven't gotten a show since May. So I figured maybe I'd just call and let you know, hey, still alive, and maybe there's something wrong with the RSS feed. You know, I don't use an iPod, so probably iTunes is working fine for all those people. But anyway, love the show. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I checked the feed. It looked okay.
Yes. Here again. I'll tell you, look, I was putting together those old shows, and like I said, I just got time kind of gave me a wedgie, so it didn't... I had a time wedgie. Which, you know what? That would be an awesome twist.
That'd make a great sci-fi story.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Be a great movie. Time wedgie.
Sounds painful.
Yeah. Hey, it'll get your attention. So I have some more of those coming out. Hey, do you want to talk about what I do have coming up in the feed?
Yeah, shortly? Real quick. There were some feed problems with Freestyle and Radio yesterday. Apparently,
oh, there were. Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, we upgraded to WordPress, 2.5.2 on all four of the sites.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not upgrade PodPress, which is the plugin we use to drive all the podcasting stuff. And it just stopped working. I don't know what was up. So I had to do an emergency upgrade or reinstall because I thought I was using the latest there, 8.8. Not to get all techno-yucky on you people who really don't care, but they were resolved. It did take some time. I was in Hawaii while all this nonsense was going down, but I think we got
that's
it all
what happened. Okay.
Squared up.
Well, you know, in WordPress, there's that instant upgrade. I put that on there so you can update your plugins.
It does all the plugins, too?
Yes, you go to the plugins page.
I thought it just did the WordPress upgrade.
No, if you go to the plugins page...
Yeah.
There's ones that need upgrading. Right below it, it'll say there's a newer version, instant upgrade. You click on that, and it'll
do it. You miss a staff meeting, and look what happens.
Well, there was a memo. You did get the memo, right?
It went to my spam filter. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we don't need cover pages on your TPS reports anymore.
Oh, that's why I went to the spam filter.
So, anyway, talking about things we got coming down the feed, I did get some interviews at Heroes Con it was late June when after Father's Day.
Yes.
That weekend. And I got some interviews from some independents from the brothers Chapman who do Strong Bad and Homestar Runner.
Sweet.
Yeah. And they were awesome. They were very cool and laid back kind of guys. And we talked about their Wii game that's coming out, and among other things. And
there's a Strong Bad game coming out?
For the Wii, yeah. You're going to have to listen. You see, you're going to have to listen to the interview. I'll have that out this week. And then I have a follow-up to Will Shattuck's tour coming out shortly after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, good.
So we got that. What I was going to mention was at Heroes Con, I got to talk to Peter Laird, who is the co-creator of the Ninja Turtles. So I talked to him as well, and he was interesting. And you know what? I had one of those moments where I had a brain fart where I was talking to an artist who drew the turtles, right?
Yeah.
And I was talking to him, and he's like, "Well, you may want to talk to Peter over there." And I was like, "Okay, I'll go. Do you mind an interview? I'll be over there in a minute." And I totally didn't realize his name. So I was thinking, he's another Ninja Turtle guy. No, he is the Ninja Turtle guy that I need to talk to. You know, what's interesting is the guy that was, the artist I was talking to, my son was standing right there with us, and my son had a Ninja Turtle shirt on. He goes, "Hey, I drew that Ninja Turtle on that shirt."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So there was a lot of interesting people there. And anyway, we'll have the interviews out, and here I'll do a whole show. So,
all right, we have one news item up in the show notes that I can see. Just a moment. I think I could still do this.
But first, the news.
And the good news keeps on coming.
I still got it.
You know, this is so crazy. I had to put this in here. I noticed a news item where Ubuntu Linux is available at Best Buy for $20.
What?
Click the link.
Well,
it takes you right over to Best Buy's site, and you can order it for $20.
Wow, that's awesome. Right up there with my DVD head cleaning kit.
Hey, by the way, if you look over to the side, I like the little logo or the picture of the product that says complete edition. Whatever that means.
It means they didn't take anything out.
Yeah, I guess not. So I just thought that was funny. Ubuntu Linux was available. Anyway, you can just download it for free, you know, by the way.
But what if you don't have the internet?
If you don't have the internet, ask a friend. There's always a library
for you.
Say, it's okay, I'm just downloading this BitTorrent of Linux.
Well, Craig, we could start doing that. Open up a store selling open source stuff.
You can't. Actually, you can. But
Firefox on CD.
Sure. You can.
You remember the old days when they put the 5 1/4-inch floppies in sandwich bags? Yeah. I think we should do that.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because we had a couple of local software companies, you know, some friends that were doing software, and they were in sandwich bags with a piece of paper inside describing what.
There you go.
Yep.
That's how Sierra Online got started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looked funny. It was like you're taking your software out to lunch. Well, are you having a bite for lunch?
Oh. Would you like chips with that?
Huh?
Would you like chips with that? Wait, I think I still got that around here, too.
Okay. So there you go.
Okay. I think we better take a break, and we'll be back with what we've been up to.
Yeah.
These are 101 unsigned integer. Technorama, 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 Technorama. Technorama, Chuck and Craig, 101 high five.
The Technorama, you make me be sedated. The Technorama,
use Technorama, 101, 101.
You're listening to Chuck and Craig with Technorama. Did I say that right? Where's my money? You say you give me $10. Now get out of here.
He did it almost as good of a strong bat as I do.
I know. I was amazed. I kept seeing your face and hit that voice, and I was like...
See, you now see the face. It ruined the illusion.
Yes.
I still maintain the illusion of strong bad saying that.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was
so
great.
Proof you were there.
Yeah. There were so many
people
always there.
Always bring the recorder.
Yeah, well, excuse me. I planned on the whole thing. I was going to do some more interviews, but... Excuse me. I was going to do some more interviews, but there were so many people there. And the one I wanted to talk to a couple of pros, talk to some independents and, you know, just whatever. And I went a couple of lines and there were like lines of people, you know, with stacks of comic books there and have them signed.
And you had Harrison in tow, right?
I did with my brother-in-law. So I was able
to. Okay. So you were able to sneak away.
Yeah. I was like, you know, Keith knew I was doing this. So Harrison and Keith went and hung out for a little bit while I went and. Interviews within in the interims.
That's a challenge I always have is turning a vacation thing or something, you know, family into work.
Sure.
always gets a little tricky.
Yeah.
The speaking of family things, I already mentioned I was in Hawaii for the good portion of June. For those of you who weren't following Twitter or some of the blog postings or Flickr.
How was it?
Lots of pictures over on Flickr. Flickr.com/photos/chuckchat. You will see them there. Oh, great time. A little on the expensive side, but a great time.
I'm sure it was.
We spent a week on Maui. We spent a lot of time playing in the waves. We went parasailing. Just all kinds of good fun. We stayed in a resort. We were actually checking out my parents. We're going to probably buy their timeshare,
mm-hmm.
which would get us back there, you know, for a couple of years. And then we spent a day and a half, well, almost 2 days if you figure in travel time, on Oahu, where we were graciously escorted around by...
Hey, Oahu? I heard Microsoft's trying to take them over.
Not Yahoo.
Oh.
Oahu.
Oh,
similar.
Duh. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, they're probably trying to take that over, too.
We were graciously escorted around by our own Mad Marv. I basically handed him the keys. We parked his car. The only thing cheaper in Hawaii is parking just off of Waikiki Beach. It's a quarter for an hour.
A quarter for an hour. Wow. That's a deal.
So we parked his car, pumped four quarters in there because that's as much as it'll take. Come back at lunch, pump four more, and you're good. And, we climbed Diamond Head. We went to the USS Arizona Memorial. We, it took us on these back roads and to a Japanese Buddhist temple cemetery thing. Really, really neat. Really neat. And then we jumped over to Kauai for a week. And thoroughly enjoyed that. Saw a lot of sights, botanical garden, natural wonders like the spouting horn, which is this big ocean blowhole that shoots water up, 30 or 40 feet.
I think
in the
I've
air.
Seen that on TV somewhere.
Yeah. We went to a luau. We went snorkeling. We, good time. Really good time.
Yeah. Hey, one of your pictures, it kind of caught me off guard because I was thinking, I know you have the D50 and you have a Nikon D50.
Yes.
And I saw this picture of, was it Lisa holding something, an urchin or something?
Was actually taken with her camera, her little Kodak.
That's what I was getting at. I was like, what? He took that out there? I hope he's got an enclosure. That's what I immediately asked you.
Because enclosures get as expensive as the camera sometimes or more.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. It was a good picture. I was surprised.
Interesting thing, though. You never know who you're going to run into or what kind of topics come up. Our last day, we'd taken the helicopter right around Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pictures. Open door. So taking pictures was a dream. Just aim and shoot out into nothingness. And we're having a restaurant waiting before our flight. Went to a restaurant a couple hours to kill before our flight took off. And ran into this guy. You ever watch Eureka?
Yes. I have a couple times. I haven't stuck with it,
You know who Henry, the character Henry is?
I think so.
He's like the mechanic dude, but he's also a very brainiac who used to work at General Dynamics.
Yeah.
The short, dark, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Our waiter looked like Henry. I kid you not.
Oh, really? Did you ask him?
Dead ringer. And I looked at Julie and I said, psst, he looks like Henry. And she just cracked up because she watches Eureka with me.
Okay.
And we started talking because the restaurant had just opened and we were the only people there. So he was very accommodating. Do you need anything? What do you do? Where are you from? Every conversation, it seems, in Hawaii is where you're from. Whether it's your waiter or somebody at the table with you or someone in the hot tub, that's always where you're from.
What did y'all reek of terrorist? Tourist?
Tourist, yeah. The Hawaiian shirt wasn't a giveaway, was it? And the camera around my neck?
Yeah.
I didn't have the black socks, though. But we started talking, and turns out he's an author or an author wannabe and has some stories to tell, but he's very low-tech. In fact, he couldn't give me a soft copy of one of the stories. I said, that might be podcast material.
Mm.
So we're going to see if we can turn this into a serialized thing, kind of a kid's version of some of these other ones you've heard about, Scott Sigler's, and only, not the blood, guts, and gore of him and Hutchins and whatnot. This is very much more kid-friendly storytelling.
Yeah, I'd like to see the children's version of Infected. I'm sorry.
Nice.
The Infected coloring book. Yeah.
Well, isn't that how you opened up our interview with J.C. Hutchins? So tell me about this kids book you're writing.
Yeah, see, I was trying to set a trend way back then. Yeah.
I think it could work. If all he did is write, we could figure out a way to produce this and make it go.
Yeah, sure.
So looking forward to hearing from him.
Well, he was pretty trusting to give you a copy of it.
Yeah, and I said I'd run it past a couple of author friends of mine or book reviewers that do this more full time than I read it. I liked it. I liked where it was going. It wasn't the full story. It was like episode one.
Oh, great. We got a kid and some pod racing stuff. And what kind of story is that?
Midichlorians.
Yeah, midichlorians.
Not quite that bad. So okay. The other thing that's been keeping up a lot of time is I've got a new position at work. Call it a promotion, call it whatever.
Wait a minute. Just leaving it right there is too many jokes, I'll skip over those.
About 4 years ago, we outsourced our help desk to a U.S.-based company, just so you don't get to the wrong ideas.
Okay.
And it just hasn't worked out right for the customers, for IT, for really anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And as we approach the end of this contract, we're thinking about not renewing. And I said, well, we got processes, we got tools, we got a lot of stuff to figure out in the next, by September of 2009 when the contract expires.
Right.
And I stuck up my hand and I said, I'd like to lead this. I just get the biggest charge out of building and constructing and developing stuff like this. That it's so close to the end user community. It is the face of IT in many cases. That there's all kinds of cool things happening. Now for the next 4 or 5 months, I probably won't have any staff to deal with, so I get to focus solely on this project, building relationships, understanding the business needs, and all that good stuff. I do have I've been at this company for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever had a financial metric to meet. By this date, you will save this much money.
Oh, really? Wow.
There's a good one.
Yeah.
I love it. Huh? I mean, that's straight out of Manager Tools goal setting.
Yep.
And I owe a lot to the guys over at Manager Tools and the people in the forums, and everybody's been really great. Even the Friends in Tech people learned a lot over the last few years as an IT manager. And as this progresses, it will be an IT director. So there is a promotion down the road. But everybody walks up to me and goes, hey, congratulations on the promotion. I go, yeah, thanks, whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's go, man. So, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. I'm very excited about that. I start officially Monday the 14th, so whenever you hear this, it probably already happened. It was a very difficult decision to make because I have a great team. Many of the people I've known for many, many years. In some ways, it makes it easier on one of my closest friends. I've known him for 25 years. We've been working together at this company for about 15. And I said, I had to break the news to him first before I told the rest of the team. And I said, I love working with you guys, man. This is a tough decision because, the help desk, isn't the highest caliber employees. And I had some pretty high caliber employees. And he said, no, this makes it easier because we can go back to being friends. The whole boss employee thing is taken out of the equation.
Sure. Well, yeah, so, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yep. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's a good place to be and happy to go there.
So your first official act, once you hire people for the help desk, all right, guys, we're outsourcing this whole thing again.
Well, the first employees may not be full-time people. They may be contract to hire. I may, use contractors to do this. I may have to re-engineer the rest of the IT program because right now the same people do production deployments. Let's go build this Citrix farm. Well, who supports the Citrix farm? Same people who built it because they know the most about it. There's advantages and disadvantages of doing that. There's also advantages and disadvantages of saying, all right, you people are the builders. You people are the support staff. So do we need to do that? What's the advantages? I need to talk to a lot of peers out there in my network over the next month or so to figure out what's the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this is going to be brave, go out there on a limb and say, this is what I recommend. This is how much I think it'll cost. I'm going to have to probably stand in front of the senior leadership team for the first time ever and swing some of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, because that sounds like a handful.
for 8,000 employees worldwide? Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
That's it for my news. That's what I've been up to the last several months, or at least since the weekly show went quiet. How about you?
Well, I'm glad you asked, finally. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I haven't really done a whole lot this summer. My family's out traveling the country and internationally without me.
So you've got a beard and, you know, you haven't washed any clothes. Why do I get this really bad image? You've
got a big pyramid with Mountain Dew cans all around in the living room. Nah.
Clothes everywhere.
But I have been keeping up with my movies, and which I don't remember the last time we talked about movies on this show, but let's see. I saw Hancock, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, how was that?
It was different. It wasn't your typical superhero movie, per se. But
Will Smith is in that one, I watched I Am Legend while I was on vacation, too.
Yeah.
Got that.
If you saw I Am Legend, go on the internet and watch the alternate ending. It makes the movie much better.
Okay. Well, how would you compare that to his performance there versus, like, iRobot or some of the other serious stuff he's done?
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's good. It's just the story's a little. There's a couple of things that made it kind of strange for me. I don't want to give it away because it's still a new movie, but okay. Wasn't his fault. It was just kind of a strange twist that kind of, for me, kind of made things a little weird in the movie. But other than that, I did enjoy it. I love Jason Bateman. He's awesome. Charlize Theron was in it. All of them were good. So yeah, it had a good story to it. You know. He's kind of like your Superman kind of guy, and he's got invincible powers, and he's just it's kind of funny because he's costing the city so much money just destroying stuff to do good. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of half doing, you know, he's just kind of not caring about the consequences. He's just wanting to save somebody, but he also destroyed a building in the process or something. So it's kind of those kind of things that make it interesting. I think it's pretty good. It's a different take on a superhero genre. And moving along, I'm trying not to throw any spoilers out there, but The Incredible Hulk, I really enjoyed that almost as much.
Did you? I was a bit skeptical on that one.
Did you go see it?
No. I saw Kung Fu Panda before we left for Hawaii.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
I enjoyed that one.
That was good.
Incredible Hulk, I enjoyed it about almost as much as I did Iron Man, to be honest with you. Both of those were really good, movies. The Hulk, you could tell they had a lot of stylized throwbacks to the TV show, even from the intro, you know, where they had blood coursing through, you know, the veins as they were doing little flashback scenes, you know, of him becoming the Hulk, you know, turning it, doing ingesting the gamma radiation. Those kind of things, a lot of it looked like it was taken right off the show, but it was Ed Norton in it. But it was a great movie. It's the sound effects. The computer graphics were great. Story was good. I enjoyed it. And Iron Man, of course, was good. Can we talk about Iron Man? I don't know.
Probably. Really it's good... been out since mid-May.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when we talked about that one.
Anyway, I haven't seen it yet, but go ahead.
Yeah. Iron Man, you know, great story. Robert Downey Jr. just nailed it. He was perfect as Tony Stark, you know, kind of cocky at first and everything, and just his playboy attitude. Very good. Which everybody's talked about Iron Man to death, so I don't want to beat that one. Indiana Jones. Did you guys see that?
No, I'm leery on that because I've heard mixed reviews also.
Yeah, you know, I liked it up. I liked it a lot, but I will say I didn't like it as much as, like, the first or the third in the series. I liked Indiana Jones. He was good. He still looks great. You know, him fighting and stuff. I was like, man, there's times he looks like he did his old self. And other times he had that, he looked older, but he still looks good. And I hope I looked half as good as that when I'm his age.
I was thinking about that. He looked really old in the trailers and things that I saw. And all I could think was, I said, man, if he gets any older, they're going to have to change the theme song. He's going to go.
No. It was. Actually, it was pretty good. Actually, I'll tell you what. Shia LaBeouf, I was afraid that they were going to overplay him in the movie, but they didn't. He had a place in the movie, and it was a small place, which I think was really good. They didn't overplay him to, you know, overpower the whole movie. Like, you know, they've done that in some, not in Indiana Jones, but other movies where they have somebody else overpowering even the story itself. But
you know,
no,
where
this
I saw
out
him that I hadn't noticed before? It's funny, once you see him in Transformers as a full-on character, you start noticing him as a bit part in a lot of other things. Yeah. He was in iRobot.
What? Oh, was he?
Yeah, much younger version of him. It was right as the robots are attacking, and Will Smith comes in on his motorcycle, jumps and like lands on the car and the whole thing. Yeah, he's in there.
Huh, I'm going to have to go check it out. So it's just a small part? I mean, like a little
He's not a main character. I'd call him more of a tertiary character, but it's not a simple cameo either. He's got several lines.
Okay. Huh, that's pretty cool. I'll have to go check that one out then. Anyway, and of course, I saw Speed Racer. Did we talk about that on the show? I don't remember.
I know we said it was coming up. I don't think we said anything about it.
Yeah. I thought that was the biggest underrated movie of the summer. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought there was a lot to like in it. I think the reviewers got it wrong. I enjoyed it.
You sure? I heard pretty poor reviews from a lot of independents, not the pro guys.
I mean, it was what it was. It was a cartoon come to life. That's exactly what it was. And if you watch it like that, I was a fan of the show, the cartoon before, and that's exactly what I saw. And you can't read too much into it. It's a two-dimensional cartoon they made to life, you know. The car does special things, and there's a lot of CG, and a lot of CG is meant to look like, cartoon. So that's exactly what it is. And I think they pulled it off. I think they nailed it, and I enjoyed it. So,
well, good. Glad you liked it. Anything
else?
That's
my
others?
Movie rundown. Movies. I'm trying to remember. I don't think it. Well, we saw Kung Fu Panda, which I really enjoyed.
Good story on that. And Jack Black didn't come out as trying to be more than the character. He just his voice worked well.
Yeah, and I love the panda character. He was great. I tell you, I know what I'm thinking of. Wally. Me and Harrison went to go see that.
Yeah. How was that?
That was a great Pixar movie. The effect, I mean, the look of the whole movie, I sort of say the CG, well, the whole thing's CG. The look of the movie is great. Ben Burtt, who does the sound effects for Star Wars and all that stuff, does the sound effects for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of comes across because the first half of the movie, there's no dialogue or very, very little, maybe a few words that one of the robots says. But other than that, there's really no words, no dialogue. And Wally actually makes whirs and clicks and sounds that kind of like R2-D2. So it sounded similar to that. It was a very good, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot to like for everybody. So I would say that's one of their better movies from Pixar.
Cool. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm catching up on a lot of stuff on Netflix. Just things I haven't seen for a long time or haven't seen, period. And it's like, got that free 6 months and went.
I've been using my Netflix account like crazy. I love Netflix, and I'm sorry I hadn't used it before.
It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not taking away that profiles feature? Because you've got, your wife has an account, so to say, under your account.
Yeah, I set up my wife an account under mine, so that way I gave her two of the DVDs out of the three that we get.
Okay.
And I keep one because I thought Harrison would probably be picking something, and put it on her queue. So I'm putting profiles, and so you can have different people in your family have a profile, and they can have their own queues and their own likes and own ratings. Well, they said they were going to do away with that, and there was so much outcry that people liked the profiles so much that decided to keep it. Then there was a whole press release that we're listening. We heard that everybody was unhappy with our decision to get rid of the profiles, so we're keeping them. They're not going away. So, which is good news.
That is good news. I want to try that out. And so, if you, not to get too much on a Ustream, Netflix. Sorry, Ustream is whacked out on us during the show, and I'm trying to get it back online in between conversations here. The Netflix if you put something in and say, this is now at the top of your queue, and she puts a couple movies in, it sends whatever's at the top of both. It just kind of cuts across them that way.
It's essentially, it looks like she has her own Netflix account, so it's totally separate. But I can flip over to Kim's and look at her queue, but because she is a sub-profile of mine, but essentially they work independently.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So you got three movie choices. You could make your own and give the kids one and give your wife one, and y'all three, it'd look like three different people on the thing.
Gotcha.
So, hey, anyway, moving along from that, I wanted to talk about something me and Harrison did at the beach.
Yeah.
We did Magic Quest. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. What is that?
It's really cool. I don't know if anybody else has done this, but I know they got a few locations around the country. You go in. We went to the one on Myrtle Beach. You go in and you pay to go in and you buy a wand. Okay, the wand has a little infrared transmitter in the tip of it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has their own wand. There's treasure chests and all kinds of stuff inside that when you shake the wand and point it at something, it'll open up or activate or something like that. So all these wands are keyed to an account. So I've got my own account. Harrison had his and Kim had one. So you go in and you go to the screen and you zap the screen. This wizard comes on and you pick a quest. All right, the quest, it tells you you got to go find these runes, okay?
You must go and kill the black orc.
That's coming. No, there's more to it. So anyway, the first few are quests, not adventures. So the adventures are like, go find these runes. You got to find these colored crystals. You got to find these, different types of things like that. Now, this is a huge room, very big. There's two levels, so you can walk up and go find these things that you're supposed to be looking for. There's runes on the wall. Go zap them. You go find them all. Come back and to the screen, zap it, and hit the quest. Finish the quest. You finish all of those, then they have adventures where you got to go talk to the singing tree, go zap, find the singing tree and the bird, whatever, and you go see the lady in the leaves, and you go find the screen with the lady in the leaves and do the different adventures. Well, we spent like 2 or 3 hours in that place. It's all time, so you have a certain amount of time that you can finish quests. They will allow you to finish a quest before starting a new one if the timer runs out. Now this is something cool. Now at the beach, they have this big area. It's called Broadway on the Beach, and on the Broadway they have a bunch of shops and places to eat and stuff, and that's where the Magic Quest is at. Well, we were walking around. Of course, we have our wands from the place. That you get to keep them, and we're walking around. I was like, oh, what's this? It was something from Magic Quest. You zap it, it goes dong, and it says something. Well, it turns out that's a quest outside of the place.
Oh, man.
So you go start the quest inside, and you go walk around all these shops, and you find the different things. They have a sheet with clues on it, and you go find all the things. We finished it. We did all those. That was really cool. It's a great place. They got them. There's one in Virginia, at Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. There's one in California. I got a handful of them all over the place. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I can definitely recommend that.
I'd love to see something like that.
Yeah. They have a dinosaur one, too, I think, somewhere in California, which is a little different. It's pretty cool.
Hey, before we get into what's coming up,
yeah,
I want to do a real quick remember when.
Okay.
Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food? Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall? Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage? Technorama remembers.
Was the wood attached to the wall or was the computer attached to the wall? I can't remember. Anyway,
what
I do remember is this afternoon, my daughter Lisa, we were having a conversation about hats and some other things, and I went down the basement and I prestidigitated, that's a fancy word for pulled a rabbit out of my ear. I found a couple of hats because it was explaining that my head had gotten bigger over the years. really, because I used to wear a solid size 7 hat, and now it doesn't fit anymore.
Hey, it all started last year when it was announced that he was co-writing Podcasting for Dummies.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever. Podcasting will do that. Getting old. The body changes in many ways that we don't even understand. Anyway, she said, I want to see something else at random from your past. So I went downstairs and I said, well, how about this? And how about that? No. You know, she remembered all that. And I said, I've got this wooden box that I built when I was about her age, you know, about 12 years old. Just a simple little box with a hinge,
mm-hmm.
or two small hinges anyway. And on the top cover, I painted in my best painting hand... using my enamel tester's paint that usually went on the models that I built, a picture of a camera. See, I've been shooting pictures a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an old 126. Remember the old 126 cameras? They took square pictures?
Before the
110s came out? Mm-hmm. The 110s were like the pocket Instamatics. Well, these were not pocket or Instamatic. And I opened it up and the camera's in the box.
Hmm.
And I still have this little black and white, well, it shot color, but I wasn't ever rich enough to shoot color pictures. But, yeah, it's still here. I don't have any magic cubes to take pictures or batteries. I don't even know what kind of batteries. The embossing on the inside says PX825. They kind of look like the CR2025s or the watch batteries of today, but lots thicker. You stack two of them up, and that's what drove the flash. And the wow. film, you know what 35 millimeter film looks like, the little canisters?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Put another one side by side and like a rectangle connecting them, so they were cartridges. Sort of like a big fat version of the 110 cartridges.
Oh, okay.
There's a place for the film to come out and place on the other end for the film to collect. When you're done, mm-hmm. you sent it in. Well, my brothers and I made a darkroom. And we developed our own film. And later we bought an enlarger and we produced our own prints. Also in this box is a roll of 12 black and white negatives. You can probably hear them.
Yeah.
They're a little scratched up, but I remember taking every one of these pictures. I don't remember what the date was, but I was on a ski trip, obviously.
You had them developed, right? I mean, you got the pictures, right, somewhere?
I didn't always turn every negative into pictures.
You just had some processed and
well, it wouldn't be hard to stick these negatives on a scanner, invert them, and have prints.
Actually, my scanner has a little insert for negatives.
Well, for 35 millimeter negatives, probably, but probably not a roll of 12 black and white 128s or 126. Oh, that's right. You said they were. These are weird.
Huh.
So I'm tempted to put these on the scanner and see what comes out. So I had a lot of fun. This camera and I go way back, and we have a lot of fond memories. And I also, that was about the time that my dad had a Honeywell Pentax. That was the first 35 millimeter that I shot
mm-hmm.
before Asahi bought Pentax. But I think that's who it was. Anyway, we got to find my old camera.
Hmm.
There's lots of old things turning up in my basement that are really scary.
Take some pictures of your camera and put them on Flickr.
There we go. Good idea. It's a little dusty and dirty.
I think there's even a group of
vintage
pictures
cameras.
Of cameras. They're just pictures of camera, you know,
leave this
camera
out,
pictures.
And I will take some pictures and put that on Flickr. And probably the box that I made for it.
Yeah, my brother-in-law has some old cameras, and I was going to take them out and do some pictures with them someplace. I'm not sure where, but something like that.
That's a great idea. All right, should we take a real quick break and then come back with what's coming up?
Yes, do that.
Or... the future?
The future.
Marty, we've got to get back to the future. We got to rewind this podcast, find out what we're doing next. Doc.
Wait. That's
Be right back.
Okay.
Look, it's Dean Haglin.
Good day. We got Dean Haglin here.
Busy man.
Busy man. Yes, you are.
We're lucky to have you here.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Party on, Dean.
I'm not Garth. For those who don't know, I was Langley. Supposed to help
He's
develop
weird.
Peter.
He has weird friends.
Thank you. My major was theater, but my minor was physics and exothermodynamics.
I'm surprised you're still with it, man.
Exothermodynamics. That sounds easy enough.
I've heard enough of that already.
Click here for magic. There.
Aha, Watson, come here. I need you.
Man, it all was magic.
Ah.
Yes, that's so right.
And X-Files on Ice is coming soon, right?
Isn't that something?
Lead the skater.
It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, break's over. Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
That little sweeper thing there, breaks over. Did I ever tell you the joke about breaks over?
What else was that?
Mark Horseman told me this at the Manager Tools conference in March. He said this guy goes to hell and he winds up down there and he says, whoa, this place isn't as bad as I thought. You know, nice plush lobby and, you know, hot girl working the counter, so to speak. That's not the joke yet. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, he goes, this is all right. He goes, yeah, we've got great marketing people here. He goes, well, that's funny. I'm in marketing as well. He goes, yeah, I know. That's why you're here. So he says, you've got three options for all of eternity. Come with me. He goes to the first room, and he opens up the door. And here's these people walking on hot, burning coals. And they're just screaming. And I wish I had some sound effects to go with this. It's pretty good. And they're just screaming. Ah, yeah, they're having miserable time. He says, well, you know, I really don't think that's for me. And Satan says, yeah, we get that a lot. So they go to door number two. And here's these people on the rack, you know, being stretched and joints are popping and bones are snapping and sinew ripping. And it's just an ugly scene and people are screaming. Ah, yeah, they don't like it. He says, I'm going to have to take a pass on that one as well. He goes, yep, we get that a lot. So he goes to the third one. And here are these people up to their chests in dung, feces. And they're holding coffee mugs. And he looks at them and he goes, well, that doesn't look so bad. I guess of the three, I'll take that one. He goes, okay. Satan hands him his coffee mug. He goes into the room. He wades in. It's kind of stinky. He gets in there. He's up to his chest. He's holding his coffee mug, looking around, wondering, well, this is all of eternity. And then Satan yells out. He goes, okay, break's over. Back on your heads. Where's the rim shot?
That's pretty good.
All right, so what's coming up? What have we got coming up?
What is coming up for us? Well, I would say Vegas. Vegas, baby. Hey, what happens in Vegas?
No way. We're going there for work.
Sort of.
I mean, along with the obvious stuff, the new media expo, we should clarify what our agenda is. Yeah. We're going to be heading out with the wives, no less. This is the first time Craig and I have been to the New Media Expo with spouses in tow.
And they get to meet all of our podcasting friends.
Well, not all of them, because the friends in tech will be misrepresented.
No, not all of them.
I mean, Steve Holden will be there.
Yeah, Steve Holden will be there. Marv, who else is going to be there?
That's about it.
Steve Rickyberg may come.
May. He's still out in the open. So we're going to be there. And obviously, I've got to do some book stuff for Podcasting for Dummies, which should be out in the next couple weeks if the publishing dates and things have met their goals. They gave me a whole bunch of dates, when it goes to the printers, when it gets in warehouses, and I couldn't keep any of that straight. So I
just want to know, when's it out?
It will be on store shelves before the expo. That's what I was told in no uncertain terms. Right. How much before? I don't know. But I'm looking forward to that.
I did see an excerpt on Amazon. It said,
it was listed on Amazon. You can pre-order it. Go there. There's a link on Technorama's website.
I did the random excerpt, and I was looking at the, because they got part of it or whatever online, and it said an example of MXL 990 microphone, listen to Technorama.
Really? Yeah. Well, that's odd.
I think they're referring to my microphone.
Probably.
That's kind of funny.
The cover is not the official cover because I'm going to be listed second. On the Amazon graphic, I'm listed third.
Is my name on there?
It should be if they mention the people who did the forward last time.
Yeah, it should be. It did do that last time.
They still need to touch up the Amazon listing. It's good, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
So, working on that. So, enough about the book. Craig and I are going there a little bit early. We're going to try and get in, or not try, but we have an appointment to get into the Star Trek Experience, a behind-the-tour scene of that.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing that at the Hilton.
Which is interesting because they're closing at the end of the year, as far as I know. So, as far as timing goes, I think since they've made that announcement that everything's still on for our Star Trek Experience at the Hilton before it closes, so maybe we'll get some good stuff from that.
As long as we don't get a Wally World thing. Sorry, folks, park's closed. Moose out front should have told you. Yeah, I'll punch him right in the nose.
I'll punch the Klingon in the nose that told us that.
Sorry, folks. Star Trek Experience is closed. Klingon out front should have told you. Yeah. The Ferengi out front.
You know what? This BB gun may not hurt much, but it will leave a nasty infection.
We are also going to see if we can, I speak so vaguely, we are going to take a tour of the Hoover Dam.
That's right. A private tour, no less.
A private tour, yes. We'll have our own concierge. No, what do you call him? Docent?
Tour guide?
I call her Elizabeth or Beth.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So, looking forward to both of those. Those are going to be very interesting experiences. More cool stuff that we get to do and bring to you. Looking forward to it. Anything else that's coming up?
Just coming down the feed, I'm going to have the Heroes Con this week, later in the week after this show. And then I'm going to have the second part of Will Shattuck of the Paramount Farms tour, which would be almost a year to the day when it comes out. When we recorded it originally.
It's harvest season again. What do you know?
Yeah. But I had a lot of people that said they liked the last one because it sounded like one of those shows where, you know, we're on a tour, like on Discovery Channel or something like that, but it's a geek version of one of those tours of a factory somewhere. So I think it turned out pretty good, even though some of the areas are kind of loud because you have the machinery in the background, but I think the Zoom actually did a good job with that.
You think it's kind of loud?
Yeah, it's kind of.
I was wearing headphones and it was kind of loud.
Well, I mean, with the Zoom H2, I think it record when it recorded. I think it turned out okay. You know, enough to hear us talking and stuff. So,
cool. Hey,
did it not?
I thought this was.
I don't know.
Turned on. You tell me. I didn't hear any of the noisy parts yet.
Oh, okay.
Except where we were eating pistachios out of the machine that we weren't supposed to, but. Well, it was a good time. Looking forward to hearing Heroes Con stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, Technorama's not dead. I think I'm going to have to wear a shirt at the expo or a button or something that says, we're not dead. I think I'll go for a walk or something like that.
What?
I'm not quite dead yet. Yeah. I think I'll go for a walk.
Be quiet. You'll be stone cold in a minute.
Shut up. You're not fooling anyone. And I thought this was going to be a short show.
Man. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. We got to do this more often so we don't get so backlogged with stuff.
I know. I missed you, Chuck. I'm having podcasting withdrawals. I'm just like, pfft.
Yeah, like we don't Twitter each other 50 times a day anyway.
I know.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take us out with the standard stuff then. We appreciate your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. You can call the listener line. It's still there. It still works. Proof by a couple of recent callers. 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. Or email us. technorama@chuckchat.com. You can also visit the website at chuckchat.com for all the usual stuff. Or, if you're really brave, generous, that economic stimulus package is just burning a hole in your pocket, you can give a tip at the tip jar.
Yeah. Easy link for that, too. Just like at Walmart, you know, you can take it there, cash it, or just send it to us.
If you're strapped for cash and you don't know what to say on the phone, you can always think about it, write it down, give us a review at the iTunes Music Store, vote for us, or add us as a favorite, you know, do the usual stuff at the podcast directories. We appreciate that. That works really well, too. I want to give a thank you, big thank you to you for listening. Mad Marv for providing all the great blog content during the week. He's still doing that. We're still doing that. There's all kinds of great stuff on the website. Check it out. Again, chuckchat.com. Scott Reynolds, he gave us a good quick time stream this time. We had very few technical difficulties other than Ustream, but we got that working somewhere in the show anyway. They keep our modest live streams going as we do this. We'll let you know when we do it again sometime. The chat room was provided by freenode.net. Lots of people hanging out there, as you heard earlier in the show. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great content over at Farpoint Media, who is like a black hole and on a feeding binge again. They are growing. They're adding more shows to the lineup. So go over to farpointmedia.net and check them out. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Tell a friend about Technorama. Tell them we said so. And until next time, a binary high five.
Nanu nanu. Oh, I'm sorry. 101. I had to show the chat room my dog.